אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד.
We're reading from Tess, second volume, part 7. Reading about the 10 spherot of the 7 kings that died in item 42. You can ask us questions to kab.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Reading in item 42, the words of the Ari. And when the kli of the king, the melech, called Dat, then also the Dat of the upper Abba Ve'ima went down in the place of the goof of Abba Ve'ima. But that kli of the melech called Dat, after it was broken, descended to the world of Bri'ah. The other six orot lights that were with it entered in the kli of the melech called Chesed, and at that time, upper Abba Ve'ima were still panim bepanim. This is because they do not return achor beachor, back to back, until everything completes the descent, as they were in adhered panim bepanim. This adhesion must be removed entirely, and then they will return to be achor beachor. However, as long as there is some dvekut left in them, they do not return to achor beachor. We shall explain below the matter of the complete dvekut of Abba Ve'ima when they are panim depanim in the Tree of Life, and what it is about. When Hei Chasadim and Hei Gvurot descended from Rosh of the upper Abba Ve'ima to the, down in the goof, it necessarily caused the lack of light, of or, though they did not return completely achor beachor. Also, the meaning of this lack is the lack of histaklut einayim of Abba Ve'ima on each other. Again, item 42. When the kli of Melech broke, or called Dat, it's the first king, Melech, that of the upper Abba Ve'ima also descended in the place of the goop of Abba Ve'ima. That is, a chap of Abba Ve'ima stopped working on that degree of Melech Hadat, and they came down from their role, from the Rosh, into the goof. But this kli of Melech called Dat, that broke, descended to Olam Bri'ah, after it broke. The other six orot that were with it entered in the kli of Melech called Chesed. And at that time, the upper Abba Ve'ima were still panim bepanim.
Lesser extent than that, because only the king of Dat broke. Remember that they revolve towards one another, away from one another, until they are completely opposite, according to the lower ones. The lower one receives fully is Dat, and then less Chesed, Gvura, upper third of Tiferet, and then Yesud. Lower third of Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, and
the other six lights that were with it entered in the kli of Melech called Chesed, and at that time upper Abba Ve'ima were still panim bepanim.
To the same level of this Melech of Chesed,
they do not return achor beachor until everything completes the descent,
meaning all the kings broke.
As they are adhered panim bepanim, this adhesion must be removed entirely, and then they will return to being achor beachor. However, as long as there is some dvekut left in them, they do not return to achor beachor. We shall explain below in the Tree of Life the matter of the complete dvekut of Abba Ve'ima when they are panim bepanim, and what it is about. When Hei Chasadim and Hei Gvurot descended from Rosh of the upper Abba Ve'ima to down in the goof, it necessarily caused the lack of light, although they did not return completely to Achor Be'achor.
But nevertheless, this great light that was in the king of Dat, the decree of Keter, it departed.
Also, the meaning of this lack is the lack of histaklut einayim of Abba Ve'ima on each other.
Because the zivug for the Melech Dat, the king of Dat, is called the zivug of Abavim Panim Bepanim, in the highest form there is. It's the klut enaim of Abavim. Okay, below.
Or Pnimi, inner light, item 42.
No, column 1.
So in the first column, he writes, when this kli of the Melech called Da'at broke, Da'at of Upper Abba Ve'ima also descended to the place of Guf of Abba Ve'ima. The concealment of the light of Keter is considered, with respect to Abba, as the concealment of its Rosh. Therefore, it is considered that the man that stand at the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima descended to their Guf, meaning to the level of Chokhmah without Keter. It is so because the Masach purified to the third discernment, Bechina Gimel, eliciting only the level of Chokhmah. And what is written that the Kli fell to Briah will be explained below.
When from the Guf, the king of Dat itself,
the other six lights that were with it entered in the Kli of the Melech called Chesed. It means that this was done by the zivug on the Masach that was purified to Chokhmah, and the drop of the zivug of Abba Ve'ima Panim Bepanim on this level that descended on the man in them is regarded as the measure of the illumination of Zon of Chokhmah of Abba, considered its discernment of Chaya with respect to the first roof of Zon itself, and it expanded in the Melech of Chesed. It has already been explained that the Masach purifies and lessens gradually, degree by degree, until it elicits six other Melachim, kings, except for Chesed, which are two levels back in the upper Abba Ve'ima, Bchina Aleph and Bchina Bet, the first and second discernment. These are the Melachim of Gvura, the upper third of Tiferet, and the four levels in Yeshut. These are Bechina Gimel, Bechina Bet, Bechina Aleph, and Bechina Shoresh, which are the two thirds of Tiferet, Netzach and Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. All these levels were incorporated in Bechina Gimel, over which the level of Chokhmah of Abba and the Melech of Chesed came out, since they gradually lessened from him onward. This is why he says the other six lights that were with it entered in the Kli of Melech called Chesed, as they are all incorporated in it, as we have explained. The istaklut of the enaim of Abba Ve'ima on each other. It has already been explained that this is what the level of the Keter of Abba is called. This is the one that vanishes due to the breaking of the Melech of Da'at and the resulting istakhut of Bechina Dalet. It is because the Masach appears primarily in the Guf, as in the Rosh it is only in potential, not in actual fact. Thus, when the Kli broke, the Masach was cancelled from the Oviyut that the Kli is from.
Questions?
When Galgalta purifies and Ab is born, there is also a lack for light. What is the difference between here when it is shattering versus the purification of the Masach in the world of Adam Kadmon?
Okay. When Galgalta is purified, a new vessel is formed after its purification. Rishimot. But these Rishimot they later get actualized. On the contrary, there's a continuation for Golgotha. Like, just like after parents, there are children. After the children, there are grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Everything continues. Whereas here, there's nothing to continue. Here, there is a deficiency because I was not able to... I was not able to pass the test, to take the test, to withstand the test, meaning I failed. I failed. There, I did not fail. I did all the actions. When I look at Golgotha, when I was purified, and I look back at the entire process, I couldn't have done it differently. I couldn't. You could say, here, I also couldn't have done it differently, but the result, I cannot continue with the vessels. There, I continue. Instead of Golgotha, I have Ab, Sag, and so on and so forth. Here, I can't. Everything shattered. All that's left are vessels with which I cannot bestow. Never. You understand?
Yes, I think this is clear. The question is, why is it called here a lack of light? When Ab comes out, it has Reshimot, Dalet Gimel. It has no deficiency, no lack of light of the Dalet. It has courses of you to work with. And here he emphasizes that this is called a lack of light because he doesn't have the light of Dat anymore.
Yes, because he lacks vessels. He doesn't have the vessel with which to return to this light. The vessel shattered. The vessel, a vessel that doesn't shatter, it exists. What's interesting about the shattering is that it says everything that was before me, that preceded me, was also incorrect. I shattered as a result of the previous state in which there was a shattering, but it appeared now, it became apparent now, the decision itself, the zivug in the osh of Abba Ve'ima, in order to bring the light to the king of Dat, Melech Hadat. This zivug was wrong. Abba Ve'ima make a mistake here, and that's why they are cancelled from the degree. There is no osh of Abba Ve'ima after that. After Golgotha, the entire process that it went through remains. Here, it's complete cancellation. The Rosh returns to Katnut, and there's nothing more. There, the decision was correct. The Rosh remained. The body is purified, but it remains in Gadlut and Katnut, in all the processes. Not Katnut, but the process of purification, and here, no. Think about it. There are no words, perhaps, but it's a huge difference. You can say purification by Bitush Pnimo Makif or purification by shattering. It's the same purification. No, it's not the same. There I'm obligated, and here I decide that I am purified. Purifying.
Nevertheless, we say that Abba Ve'ima now have a different zivug, which is a bit lesser.
No, does not belong to this. They have the same righteousness of the path. They are certain that now they're going to receive in order to bestow. It should only teach us that it has nothing to do with the previous action and the result from it. I don't learn from what was there. Now I have parameters in my Rosh that I can receive in order to bestow, and I'm going for it. Although this was the greatest shattering, and of course we won't succeed with the smallest shattering. No, doesn't matter. Yes, Shlomo.
Rav, what is Zivug? Achor be'achor, I don't understand it. If it's achor be'achor, back to back, it's lack of equivalence of form. So here there seems to be a state where...
Who are you talking about?
He says there are four states here between Abba and Ima when they enter a zivug, panim panim, panim be'achor, and the last state is achor be'achor, back to back.
Yeah.
Well, achor be'achor means that there's no connection between them.
There is connection, except back to back. We are connected with Iran. Why are you laughing? Look in the honorable parliament of Israel. Look what's happening. The right says one. The left says zero. The left says one. The right says zero. Why? Because. Is there logic in it? No. There's opposition only. And it determines everything. That's it. These are for, so these are against. Or the other way around. Always. This is called back-to-back.
Now, out of this achor be'achor comes a state where again it's panim be'panim. I don't understand it. If it's achor be'achor, then...
Because it's in spirituality. In corporeality, that's how it is. In spirituality, we correct all the states.
Out of the oppositeness, it is born...
Specifically, back-to-back is very beneficial. It brings you great vessels. There's connection in back-to-back. That's why they say, even when they quarrel, even when they fight, nevertheless, it's connection. It's better than disconnection. Okay? No.
Rav, usually we learn that what is in the Rosh expands to the Guf.
Yes.
And here he tells us that the essence of the Masach is actually in the Guf.
There's a Masach, a screen in the Rosh, in order to perform the calculation. And there's a screen in the Guf, which is received in order to bestow in practice. This is in potential, this is in practice.
The state of Dvekut means that we can actually already do...
Of course, otherwise it will not be a goof.
And it's a correlation, a relation between the Masach in the Rosh and the Masach in the Goof?
This is Rosh and this is Goof. This precedes it and this begets it and the Goof is a result. If there was no screen, no Masach in the Rosh, the body would not expand from it. The whole Goof fills the screen. From Peh of Rosh below, it would not be without the screen, the Masach of the Rosh. In practice, okay?
No.
In continuation to Ofer's question, in the Rosh there's a calculation that occurs in potential. Most of the time when it becomes actual in the body itself, there is purification, it's the Kchut. So the calculation in the Rosh seemingly was incorrect. And a different calculation occurs in the Guf?
No. God forbid. There is no decision in the Guf. There's no return. The Guf does nothing. The Guf is like the stomach. It receives what you put into it. God forbid. The Guf, the body, has no decisions, no calculations, has nothing. Anything that happens in the Guf goes back to the Rosh, and the Rosh makes the calculation.
Also, there is the Kchut, the purification is the same state you described?
Of course.
It's upon the head, the Rosh.
Absolutely. In spirituality, how can it be otherwise? Inside the Guf, between the Sefirot, there will be some calculations. Only the Guf.
You mean the Rosh only controls the Rosh. Everything?
Yeah, only the Rosh controls everything. No, I understand.
This transition of Abba ve'Ima from Panim de Panim to Achor be'Achor completely, which seemingly is gradual. What is that? Qualitative? Quantitative? How does it happen, this transition?
It's a qualitative transition that opens up a quantitative transition. In spirituality, it's quality, but as a result of the quality, you also get quantity. Because this is there's a shattering and the multiplicity of the Pasufim.
When some quality loses its ability, it becomes a kind of a different quality.
The Rosh decides, because there are many Rishimo, and gradually from the greater to the smaller, it uses them.
What I'm trying to understand is how Abba ve'Ima remain Abba ve'Ima if each time that they change, each time that...
On a different level. different degree. You have Abba Vema who are king and queen until Abba Vema become, I don't know, street sweeper and something else. So what? We have both. It depends on the level of the connection between them. You have 4 degrees in the purification. Those are also degrees of Abba Vema. They're not quantitative degrees, but qualitative degrees. But in the light of Chokhmah, of Keter, of Chokhmah, of Binah, and then beginning of Zeran Pin. Enayim of Abba, and so on. Those are degrees of connection, the level of connection.
No, because here, even in your example, suddenly it's different names.
So what? Of course they're different.
But here you keep calling them Abba and Ima.
Yeah, but... no, in order to specify, to highlight the change in the Zivug, I call them a little differently. Okay? Let's go.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, and before that, let's sing together.
ואין כאן את מי להאשים אם הוא נסתר עוד מעיניך אז בוא תבחר בחברים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב אז בוא נבחר בלאהוב הבחירה היא בידיך אפילו אם לא תמיד רואים אם רק תבחר עכשיו את החבר הטוב הרי בחרת בחיים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב אז בוא נבחר באמת La 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 Con la misión no te escapé שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב בוא נבחר בינינו